not going to go to Jeremiah tonight. I kind of looked over it and just couldn't settle on that for tonight. So we're going to read some scripture, and then we'll, when I'm done reading, if you two brothers want to, got something you want to read, or if you want to comment on what I read, we'll do that, okay? So let's turn to Psalm 23. You know, for some reason this was on my mind this afternoon. I wasn't, well, I had thought about going at first, but this is what the Lord settled my mind on, so it's one of my favorite chapters. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Like I said, one of my favorite chapters, and I know many others, it's theirs. Comforting words, and no matter what time we're in, you know, whether it's a time of grief or it's a time of trouble, just in our everyday life, good to read these words and be reassured that we do have a shepherd, our Lord, and he does all these things for us that he says here. He says he makes us to lie down in green pastures. He gives us comfort and peace enough that we can rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and you know, we have no fear of things around us, and restoreth our soul, another way of giving us peace. It strengthens our faith, and as in this chapter, these things should restore our soul when we're having difficult times. But we also know, if we read the last verse, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We know when this life is over where we're going to be. And that's a blessing, the greatest blessing that we have, to know that. And especially like at this time when one of our loved ones has passed, we know where they are. And that's the greatest comfort in death, is to know where that person is, and to know that they're in total peace and comfort now, and to know that you know, someday we'll be there ourselves. So I'm going to stop there. And do either one of you men want to? You can either comment on this, or if you got something else. All right. Right.
Around us in our country, we're in a certain shape.
No.
But we still yet have all these funds, and he's given us. He is good. He is mercy, shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not just till the end of our lives, forever.
Yep.
We're going to be with our Lord, so. That's all I got. Should be more. I just wanted to say that we didn't know our house as well as the people here, but every time we came out to visit our conference, we were treated really better than our family, which was really. We are one big spiritual family, and he showed that love, and Wilma showed that love, and their kids, Renee and Sandra, and I didn't really know Jimmy that well, but with the little time I got to spend with him, I loved him too, and it's a blessing to me to know that, I mean, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be there and here, but I'm going to see him one day. Mm-hmm. And the first person I want to see when we get there is Jesus. But we're going to have an eternity to go with the people who's passed on before us. There's a lot, we've known a lot of people that have great preacher stuff. My brother Hobbs is one of the greatest that passed on before us. And we have a lot to look forward to. And we can thank Jesus for what he did at Calvary. It's sad now, but he's better than all. He would have come out.
No.
If he had his way, he'd probably reach down and scoop us all. He would. But that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, we're going to close with that.